Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, I'm Maulik Madhu from Mint's personal finance team. In today's episode of Why Not Mint Money, I'll be speaking with Vishal Dhawan, founder and CEO, Plan Ahead Wealth Advisors, a SEBI-registered investment advisor, on a product called Home Loan Interest Saver Account or Smart Loan. With the RBI hiking the repo rate by 90 basis points in a little over a month, it's tough times ahead for borrowers. Loan EMIs, which are already up, may rise further if the anticipated future rate hikes materialize. However, if you're planning to take a home loan, there may be some help at hand. You can consider going for a home loan interest saver account, or what is also known as a smart loan, instead of a regular home loan. With this product, your home loan account gets linked to a current account and you can deposit any surplus funds in this account to bring down your overall interest cost.
Hi, welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started on your money journey.
Hi Vishal, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me over.
So Vishal, can you explain to us, you know, how exactly a home loan interest saver account, or, you know, also popularly known as a smart loan, help you save interest compared to, say, a regular home loan?
So traditionally, it's very common for people to take home loans which are structured in the form of what are called term loans, where essentially you take a home loan for a fixed tenure and you keep paying your EMI on an ongoing basis. And that EMI component consists of some principal and some interest. And you continue that through the tenure of the loan. If at some point you have additional monies, either a bonus or some other inflow of money, you have the option to go back and prepay that loan and reduce your loan tenure or change your EMI amount. So that's how most people have traditionally taken home loans. One of the innovations that we think has been really powerful is bringing what is the equivalent of an overdraft feature in a loan account. So effectively what happens is that for most individuals, even though they may be having loans, they may be having other monies which are lying around. Let's say there could be some money lying in a savings account, which could be earning you 3 or 4% interest. Right. And at the same time, you could have your home loan where you might be paying 7, 8, 9% of cost. And therefore, it's very inefficient because on one side, you're earning 3% of money. On the other side, you're paying 7 to 9%. So if you could have some way in which you could actually take the money from your savings account and put it into your home loan account and allow the interest to be charged to reduce to that extent, it would be wonderful in terms of saving you interest. And that's exactly what an overdraft product does, which is it allows you this flexibility to use those monies lying elsewhere to get parked in the current account linked to your home account, home loan account, and therefore save you the interest cost.
Yeah, so Vishal, then one thing, I mean, it seems like a no-brainer, but and it seems like, you know, it's a great idea to go for a home loan interest saver account. But are there any things that one should know about, you know, does a smart loan, as we call it, you know, attract a higher rate of interest, or are there any additional charges, say, compared to a regular home loan?
Yes, this feature does come with some things that you need to be aware of. One is that there is clearly a higher rate of interest that gets charged. This rate of interest could vary depending on how the bank has structured it, but very often it's at least 0.5% more as compared to the traditional home loan products that individuals may have taken otherwise. The second thing that need to be aware of when they're using these products is that they could have certain costs associated with them just to keep the overdraft limit going year on year. So different banks could charge you a certain amount, either it could be a fixed amount or it could be a percentage of the overdraft limit that could be charged as a fee. because there could be people who could be using this account without having any sort of outstanding principal. And therefore, for the bank, they want to earn some money from the account itself because they're offering you this facility. The third thing, which is probably the most critical from a financial planning perspective, is that it does require a lot of discipline when you work with these kind of products, because what could end up happening is that you could always find that you can draw down from this loan, especially if you've parked some money in there, and then end up finding that instead of using a bonus, for example, to prepay your loan, you actually parked it in this account. And then suddenly you decided that I wanted to go on a holiday, or there was something else that excited you because there was this great sale that came up.
Okay. Also, one other thing, Vishal, so from what I understand, you typically need to park a certain sufficient sum in the current account to get that interest benefit. So would you say that upfront, before you go for a home loan interest saver account, you should know whether, you know, you're going to have some surplus to park there or not, because you may actually land up paying a higher interest rate compared to a regular home loan?
Yes, it is a very important, stage of life question that needs to get answered. We do find that during different, it's harder or more difficult to actually generate surpluses. And therefore, if you are fairly confident that you will be having surpluses, or you're just a very lazy investor and tend to, you know, keep your money in a savings account rather than investing it, in both of those cases, you will find that it's a good thing to, you know, think it through very carefully and then make the decision, because you are going to be paying that 0.5% or so extra per year. Yeah. And, because home loans tend to be larger value loans, that 0.5% per year can be a fairly large amount.
Got it. And so typically, would you say that, you know, this would make sense for maybe a salaried individual? I mean, who do you think is the ideal person, you know, for who this product would be, you know, like an ideal thing to go for?
So I think it's very common for professionals and business owners to struggle a little bit with their cash flows, because they may not be exactly equal month on month, unlike salaried individuals.
Right.
Or even, you know, individuals who are now associated with the gig economy, for example.
Yeah.
And therefore, I think for a lot of them, they would need to look back at how their pattern of inflows really is to understand whether there are these surpluses which actually get generated. Mm-hmm. And when they do get generated, do they actually lie around for some considerable period of time? Because the real saving will come in because you've left this money there for a certain period.
That's right.
For salaried individuals, our view is that if you do generate meaningful surpluses, and of course, this is very often a habit thing, if you're disciplined enough to be able to put away a part of your money as savings, then definitely this product works very well. However, if you are in this, tend to be a little easy with money, which you have easy access to, etc., then I think you would be very, very wary before getting this. Or you might need to involve a spouse or a partner who reins you in and keeps you disciplined as far as this account is concerned.
Vishal, from the way I understand this product, you're able to park your surplus, get the interest benefit, but at the same time, when you want it, you can also, you know, withdraw it. It's like, you know, you can have your cake and eat it too. So do you think this facility is also a good way to kind of park your contingency funds, which typically people otherwise, you know, put in fixed deposits and liquid funds?
Yes, in all likelihood, the rate of interest that you will earn on the fixed deposit is going to be lower than what you will be paying out on your home loan. And this is besides the fact that for higher income bracket individuals, bank interest is also fully taxable at the marginal rate. So it's very, very useful to have as an emergency fund. Again, with a certain level of discipline, because I think sometimes what can happen with emergency funds is, let's say, you know, you've been through a pandemic, you've been at home for a long while. You might feel like a vacation is an emergency for you because you need to travel.
Yeah.
So I think you need that discipline in there as well. But I certainly think that there's another use for it, which is very, very valuable, which is for goals that are important, but the value is unclear at this particular point. For example, if you look at an education that is coming up for a child, when your child is in, say, grade 10 or grade 11, it may be very difficult to figure whether the child is going to study in India or overseas. If the child is going to study overseas, is it going to be in a low-cost geography? Is it going to be a high-cost geography? Which program will the child go to, etc.? So I think what happens with a lot of parents is that they, because they're unsure, they don't prepay the loans with monies that they have during this period, which is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they're paying, they're earning very little on those monies at the same time. So what they can do is they can park the money in the overdraft account, save the interest in the interim. Hopefully there is clarity which emerges, and then you can actually go out and make the decision on what you wish to do. So I think it's got multiple uses besides just an emergency corpus as well.
So Vishal, that kind of brings me to the last question. So now the usual option is, you take a regular home loan, and if and when you have a surplus, you make a part prepayment, especially now that interest rates are going to go up. But there is also this other option of, going for this home loan interest saver account or a smart loan where you can regularly park your surpluses. So between the two, do you think one is better than the other, or, what should one look at before choosing between the two?
So it is certainly something that you should not be doing just because you have now discovered this new facility. Yeah. Or there is a friend or an office colleague of yours who has told you about, this fantastic feature in a home loan product. But very clearly, I think there are, if you do end up having reasonable surpluses that you generate, these could either be on a regular basis, or these could be, coming to you in chunks. Maybe you get incentives, or maybe you get your payments as an business owner in larger chunks, or as a professional when you complete a project. I think for a lot of such individuals, they will definitely want to evaluate this very carefully. And one of the good ways that they should go about doing this is look at their own behavior. It's very hard to change behavior from the past.
Right.
And therefore, if you look at your own sort of last 2 years bank statements, what has been happening, etc., you will get a good sense on whether that 0.5% extra, or whichever is the, whatever's the final rate that you're able to negotiate, whether it's worth that extra, or are you better off just paying off the loan in a traditional format on one side. And the second is the need for having discipline. I think we have found that very often there are people who just aren't disciplined enough to use a home saver well enough, and therefore they end up overspending. And then, the benefits of all of this be reduced very, very significantly. There's one last element which I would just want to add here, is that because money is constantly moving between your home loan account and your current account, mm-hmm. there is a little bit of accounting transactions that occur by default.
Okay.
And therefore, you should be ready to deal with that as well, because, you're always seeing this money moving between these two places. And therefore, either your tax advisor or someone who looks at your bank statement, maybe your spouse, they need to be prepared for that little bit of extra work which will come with this as well.
Okay, that's a very, valid point. I mean, wouldn't even have occurred to me, but you've given a lot of practical tips on, how to make that decision between, say, going for a regular loan or, going for the smart loan. So, Vishal, thanks very much for, taking out the time to talk to us and explaining this product in such great detail.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Vishal. So that's it for now, listeners. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any personal finance questions, you can email them to us at mintmoney@livemint.com, or you can reach out to me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @Maulik_Madhu, that is @MAULIK_MADHU.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast. Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.